13. A tough case. For the last 20 years, I've worked as an arbitrator of disputes involving land. Arbitration is an arduous process that requires patience. Both parties in a dispute are typically ardent about their opinions. It's this state of ardor that makes it difficult to approach a satisfactory solution. Fortunately, I have the aptitude for understanding people's needs and finding an appropriate solution that satisfies the approximate requirements of both sides. The parties who approve me to judge their case know that I'm apt to make a fair and reasonable decision, not an arbitrary one. This knowledge tends to lower the apprehension of both parties. I find that if the parties are less apprehensive, they are more cooperative. But no case is easy. There's always a sticking point. Presently, I'm working on a dispute between an old farmer and the government. The old farmer owns a piece of arable land on which he has grown fruit trees for 25 years. He wants to keep his land just as it is, not only because of his trees, but also due to the arboreal life it supports. The government believes that the old man's farming methods are archaic and not a productive use of the land. They want approval to use the farmer's land to build a huge high-tech public aquarium. They want to display unique aquatic creatures to help educate the public. The government plans to make this project the archetype for all future public aquariums. Well, it's going to be a tough case. In fact, it may be my toughest case yet.